Episode 1495, My Heart Bleeds Red.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy day. Love is in the air. Can you feel it? Yes, we are one day away from Valentine's Day. Now, if you're rolling your eyes at me, maybe you're not ready. But it's Wellness Wednesday, and so we're jumping in. My Heart Bleeds Red. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. My heart bleeds red with the celebration of Valentine's Day around the corner and it's Heart Health Month. Take care of your heart so it can take care of you. The body is absolutely incredible. It's amazing that rarely we stop long enough to really process the intricate workings of our internal organs. How much time do you actually spend sitting in a corner in your reading chair with a soft light going, I wonder what my intestines are doing? How is my liver serving me? How is my heart pumping all of this blood throughout my entire body? We don't do it, right? You're smiling. You're going, come on, Christiane. That would be crazy to think about that. You're kind of sort of right, but not. We don't give the attention our body deserves, especially when it comes to our heart. We take for granted everything working properly until what? The unthinkable happens. Instead of waiting for the moment when you hit the brick wall, when you get that phone call from your doctor, when you go to your healthcare provider and they're like, we need to have a talk, you need to sit down. Before any of that happens, let's celebrate your heart and learn how you can better care for your heart and yourself. Now, there are some obvious ways that you can take care of your heart, but I wanted to put a twist on them to make it a little more fun. So number one, fall in love with you. Watch your weight. You want your weight to work for you, not against you. If need be, get into a healthy range. Yes, you don't want to hear it, but that means lose some weight, drop a few pounds. It's not going to be that hard. And if you want help with that, if you're going, okay, that's me, I've been trying, and I go up and down and all around, and I've been on the yo-yo, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I would love to come beside you in your health journey. I know I've been on one, and my body, oh my goodness, if I could sit down and tell you my whole story, I won't today because my heart bleeds red, and we're talking meaning that it's your heart, and I want to focus on you today. So one of these days, I'll tell you the entire story as to my roller coaster ride my entire life, literally from birth until where I am now. It is a long story, but one that we have to know and understand that we have to fall in love with ourselves. So watch your weight. Number two, breathe fresh air. If you smoke, quit smoking. It's not doing you any good. And stay away from secondhand smoking. Do your best to breathe that fresh air. You don't need all that extra gunk that's being put out. And yes, that even goes for what? The little electrical things and the jewels and all that. No, you don't want any of that. Breathe fresh air. Number three, know your numbers when it comes to cholesterol and blood pressure. You want to control your cholesterol and manage your blood pressure. And of course, I encourage you, work with your healthcare provider. See what it is. Also, listen to your body. When you're feeling like things are kind of out of whack, then pay attention. Yes, you may need to find that corner in that quiet solitude and go, okay, I'm kind of feeling this. What does it mean? What is my body telling me? Number four, toast to your day. Here we're talking about what? You got it, alcohol consumption. I was talking to my husband before recording this and I said, oh, I've got this cute layout when we're talking about heart health and Valentine's Day and we're doing kind of a cross breed, calling it, you know, here it is to my heart bleeds red. And I said, toast your day. He goes, Pepsi. And I said, no, but for you, probably so. So limit your alcohol consumption, or I should tell my husband, limit your Pepsi consumption. Work in conjunction with your healthcare provider again to determine your limit. Now, for me personally, Alcohol just doesn't float my boat. I don't necessarily have anything against it, but I prefer eating the real grapes and real cheese to get my wine and cheese connection. I've just never been into drinking wine or having a beer or a cocktail. That's just not me. Am I condemning it? No. However, you do need to do it within a safe range. So know what that limit is for you. Toast to your day. Number five, love the natural. Eat real. Eat healthy. You don't want to consume a lot of extra refined sugar because you got to watch that blood sugar level. Throughout your day, you don't want it to spike. And that's where paying attention to your body really comes into play. Your heart can feel it. If you're one who says, oh my gosh, I just get nervous sometimes and anxiety, think about what you eat and what you do during the day. Is your body reacting somewhat in the same manner? These are things that you can tell, okay, my body's doing this, and is it X, Y, and Z? What did I do for my body to react this way and vice versa? It's incredible, but we have to pay attention. And I know we don't, but I'm asking you today, my heart bleeds red. You're going to pay attention. And finally, number six, dance in your day. Be active. Oh, you got it. With intentional movement in your daily life, it is recommended that you have 150 minutes worth of exercise. Intentional movement. Now, that doesn't mean what you normally do at work and, you know, house cleaning and all of this. This is in and above what your normal activity range is. So if you're one who gets in 10,000 steps, that's great. And if you're calculating that in with your run, that's wonderful. My thing would be is to encourage you to go above that, meaning you want that 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or spread it out over 7 days, whatever works for you. And ultimately, really, seriously, just dance. I loved it a few days back. I think it was either Saturday or Sunday. I came in and into the bathroom and my husband was standing there and all of a sudden I was just kind of humming a song and doing just kind of a funny little dance there. And he's like, oh, wait. And I'm like, wait a minute, but my song I'm singing. He goes, wait. So he finished whatever he was doing at the sink and he turned around and we started dancing in the bathroom. It's things like that, right? Dance in your day. Get some intentional movement in. Have fun with it. Go walk around the block 2 or 3 times. Walk to your mailbox. If you have a grocery store that's nearby, walk to the farmer's market if you are in sunnier weather. I'm sure if you're in the freezing cold with all the snow coming down, my two kiddos are up north and they've got over 9 inches of snow that fell yesterday. And I'm like, seriously? They're like, yeah, Mom, seriously. And then they said the drifts just keep getting higher. They can't keep up with it because the wind gusts are constant. The wind is just like a constant 30 to 40 mile per hour winds. And then you have gusts of 60 to 70. So it's a bit frigid and crazy out there. But you know what? You can still have fun and dance in your day. Now you're thinking, okay, this sounds great. My heart bleeds red and I can do all these obvious things, but tell me something a little bit new. I want to give you something that you can take away today that will color your heart red. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Color your heart red. You want to think about the foods that you eat and looking at the color. God created colors of the rainbow when it comes to our food. And if you eat a rainbow plate, that is the easiest way you can get the most well-rounded, balanced meal, nutritional-wise, for your body. So the following foods are packed with cardioprotective nutrients, such as lycopene. You know what lycopene does? It helps to reduce your risk for heart disease. Vitamin C. It reduces what? And we all have it. Inflammation. We get it. And inflammation what? It's connected to all the diseases out there. It is crazy ridiculous. So we need to be taking in our vitamin C. Potassium, it helps to improve our blood pressure. We got folate, it improves the arterial elasticity. You never think about your arterioles needing to be elastic. Well, they need to be so they can pump the blood that flows through them, right? It's important. Also fiber. Fiber helps to lower our LDL cholesterol. And of course, there's other valuable nutrients within these six things I want to talk to you about to color your heart red. One of them you're probably used to having a lot of or readily available, and that's tomatoes. Tomatoes are filled with lycopene and vitamin C. They are essential in really helping your heart. And when you look at tomatoes. People say, okay, I could do tomatoes, but I don't like them raw. I'd rather have them in the can. If you're going to do anything in the can, make sure you do no added salt. Why? Because if you want to salt it, you want to control that. So if you're getting something that's in the can, get it with the no added salt. If you're getting something that's frozen, get it with either no added sugar or no added preservatives. And that's your best way, because actually our frozen foods can be as healthy as our fresh foods in the produce section, because why? They flash freeze them. So they retain all their nutrients. And so when you do that, the key is though, you don't want to have those added preservatives nor added sugar, whether it's vegetables or fruits, either direction. Okay, so tomatoes. And when you think about tomatoes, you can add them into stew. Right? You don't have to have like a big tomato. Get ones that are already chunked and add them into any soup. If you have a blender, you can make homemade tomato soup. Yummy. And you can add in whatever you want to spice it up. The salt that you like to taste, pink Himalayan would be better, or a sea salt. And then add some fresh cracked pepper. And it's going to be so fresh. And if you want to cream it a little bit, yes, add some fresh whole cream in there. So eat tomatoes. They're good for you. Another one, red bell peppers. Now, people are like, eee. Sometimes they say I either love them or hate them. The cool thing about red bell peppers is, number one, you can cook with them for flavoring. You can just add them in, keep them kind of chunky, put them in your soups or your stews, put them on anything that you bake in the oven. When you use your Instapot or when you cook in the crock pot, you can just put these big chunks. And if you don't want to eat them, that's fine. But guess what? When you're cooking them, it's taking out some of those nutrients and putting it in the food that you will consume. But if you do like it, it adds another layer of flavoring. And cooked red bell peppers are wonderful. Also, roast them. They are yummy, yummy, yummy roasted. You can put them in the oven about 375 to 400, depending upon how hot your oven gets. Add a little bit of either olive oil or avocado oil. Sprinkle on just a tad bit of pink Himalayan salt. And if you want to add like some dill to it, yummy. Roast them for about 5-7 minutes, sometimes 10. Again, it depends on your oven. You can also add a little bit of garlic to it. And oh my goodness, they're so yummy. Then you can save them. You can even pop them in the freezer and pull out what you need and cut them up, chop them up, and put them in your salad. It brings everything to life. And remember, red bell peppers has vitamin C. And who doesn't want to reduce that inflammation? We need more of that. Another fun one that we love to have is strawberries. We love strawberries. Strawberries are full of folate and vitamin C. Now, you already remember, right? Vitamin C fights what? It reduces the inflammation. And your folate is what? It improves the arterial elasticity. So strawberries, it's like, is it in season or not? Sometimes you don't know if you should buy them. Go to your frozen section for your strawberries. Again, the key is, though, no added sugar. And from experience, take out the whole strawberries that you want. Thaw them in your refrigerator and use them. Don't try and do a whole bag because they can get mushy if you do it the wrong way. I know I've experienced that a few times or two. And I'm like, I feel so guilty because I'm like, I just ruined this whole bag of strawberries. At least it wasn't fresh strawberries, but it's still, it's a lot of strawberries. And fresh produce or frozen produce is expensive. So just be aware that when you take them, I would suggest buying the whole strawberries, no sugar added. Take out what you need from the freezer, put it in a container, let them thaw in the refrigerator, and then you can eat them. So if you want them in the morning with your yogurt, your Greek yogurt, then great. Put out what you need in the refrigerator so you have them. They're thawed and ready. They're not going to be mushy. They will be absolutely yummy. Another one that we don't think about is cherries. Who wants a cherry? Oh, and no, we're not talking about cherry pie, but cherries are filled with fiber, vitamin C, and potassium. Now, potassium, as a reminder, right? Potassium does what for us? It helps improve the blood pressure. And we need to know those numbers, right? That was the obvious discussion before. So we've got to have that potassium. And obviously the fiber. What do we need for fiber? It helps to lower our LDL. And it's just good for overall health. So indulge in those cherries. Again, be careful. If you're getting them like dried cherries, you're like, I'm eating cherries. Look at what they're putting in those cherries. Make sure it's not anything added that's actually taking away from the nutritional value of what you're eating. Because the main thing that you want to do when you're coloring your heart red is that you're eating nutrients-dense food for your body. So it's the biggest bang for your buck, ultimately, is what you're looking at. Another one, red beans. Now, red beans are awesome. A lot of people think of red beans as what? Chili. Let's put them in chili. But you can also put it in stew, different soups that you may make. Red beans are great. You can also drain them. So if you're like, okay, I like beans, but the stuff that comes in it and the soupy stuff, I don't want any of that. You don't have to have that. Just drain it. You can put them in a colander and rinse it completely out. You'll just have the beans and you can put that in whatever you want to. You could have red beans in tomato soup. How cool. You'd have fiber, potassium, lycopene, and vitamin C. Bang! Color your heart red. I'm all in. Who's making it for me? I'm coming over for dinner. All right, so we're going to have and start utilizing our red beans. It's good for your heart health. And finally, cranberries. Who thinks of cranberries in the winter? Oh, it just is something fresh. It gives you like that pop and hope of spring might be around the corner. Indulge in some cranberries. Vitamin C and antioxidants are just loaded in cranberries. And so enjoy them. And if you're like, nah, I don't know what I want to do with them, put them on and in your yogurt. You can use them with granola. If you're one who likes oatmeal and you're doing steel oats in the morning, great. Put them in your oatmeal. Also, another great thing is having your cranberries with some almonds or walnuts. And then you could have a pinch of nutty butter if you really want that. You don't really have to if you're already eating the nuts. But then you've got the cranberries and have a little bit of cheese. And when I say a little bit, I'm talking like less than an ounce or less. Oh my goodness, you have just a power pack snack right there. Your heart will take care of you when you take care of your heart. So when you go shopping for you and your Valentine, color your heart red. Light up your days with red and may your heart change the world. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.